Line set sizing and insulation done right. How to pick the right suction and liquid line diameters for an install. Why you follow the manufacturer's tables instead of the old set. And how to insulate the suction line so the system performs and doesn't sweat. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The line set is the pair of copper tubes that ties the outdoor unit to the indoor coil. The big insulated one is the suction line vapor heading back to the compressor. The small bare one is the liquid line. Getting these two diameters right, keeping them clean, and insulating the suction line properly is one of the few install decisions you can't easily fix later without cutting drywall. Do it once, do it right. How it works. Refrigerant has to move through these tubes at the right speed. Too small and you choke flow and add pressure drop, which costs you capacity and makes the compressor work harder. Too big and the vapor slows down so much it won't drag the compressor oil back home. And a compressor that loses its oil dies. So line sizing is really a velocity problem disguised as a diameter problem. Two things drive the correct size: the equipment's rated capacity and the total equivalent length of the run, including the penalty for every elbow and the vertical lift. Lift matters most on the liquid line in some designs, and on oil return in the suction riser. That's why the size that's right for a 15-foot run isn't automatically right for an 80-foot run with three stories of rise. In the field, start with the install manual, not the old set. Every manufacturer publishes line size tables for their equipment, by capacity and by length. That table is the law for that unit. The diameter that came with the last system tells you nothing about what this one needs. Measure the real run. Tape out the actual horizontal distance. Count the elbows and note the vertical rise. Convert elbows to equivalent feet and add them up. Long runs and tall lifts can bump you to the next size or force a different suction diameter than the stub out on the unit. Match the connection, then adapt deliberately. The unit's service valves are sized for a typical run. If the table tells you a long run needs a larger suction line, you transition up with a fitting. You don't just run whatever the valve happens to be. Keep it clean and dry. Flow nitrogen while you braze. See the brazing article. Cap the ends the second you stop working, and never let a line set sit open overnight. Moisture and copper oxide are how you contaminate a brand new system. Pull a real vacuum and pressure test before you ever open the charge. A perfect line size means nothing with a leak or moisture in it. Normal values and targets. These are typical residential ballparks. Always confirm against the manufacturer's table for the exact model and length. 2-ton system, short run. Commonly a 3/8 liquid and 3/4 suction. 3-ton system. Commonly 3/8 liquid and 7/8 suction. 5-ton system. Commonly 3/8 liquid and 1/1/8 suction. Long run 60-100 plus FT or tall lift. The manufacturer may call for a larger suction line, sometimes a smaller liquid line, and may require an oil trap on the suction riser. Follow the table. Suction insulation. Typically 1/2-3/4 wall closed cell foam. Thicker wall and outdoorated jacket for exposed runs. The liquid line is small for a reason. You want the refrigerant in it staying a solid, slightly subcooled liquid. A liquid line that's too large can flash on a lift. Common faults and what they mean. Low capacity on a long run with correct charge. Suction line too small for the length. Excessive pressure drop is robbing the compressor. Compressor oil starvation failures over time. Suction line oversized or a long vertical riser with no trap, so oil pools and never returns. Liquid line flashing / hissing TXV, high superheat, undersized or too long liquid line, or a big lift dropping liquid pressure below its saturation point before the metering device. Suction line sweating and dripping onto a ceiling, insulation missing, too thin, gapped at fittings, or not sealed where it passes through a wall. Tech tips and gotchas. Reusing an old line set is a real-world judgment call, not a free pass. If the diameters happen to match the new equipment's table, the run is clean and dry, and you're staying with the same refrigerant family, a ferroflush, nitrogen purge, and a hard vacuum can make it acceptable. But if you're going from R22 mineral oil equipment to R410 APOE oil equipment, residual mineral oil and acid can kill the new compressor. When in doubt, replace the set. A line set is cheap compared to a comeback compressor. Insulate the suction line over its entire length, including the part that runs through the wall and the section right at the service valve. Techs love to leave a bare gap at the valve and at every elbow. Those gaps sweat, drip, and rot framing. Seal the seam with proper adhesive, not a piece of tape, and tape only as a backup. Never let the two lines touch bare metal to metal where one is cold. You'll get condensation and a noisy, vibrating set. Keep the suction insulation continuous and use isolation where the set is strapped to structure. Don't kink it. A kink tube is a permanent restriction you can't see on a gauge until the system underperforms. Use the right bender and big radius sweeps. Safety/code notes. Refrigerant piping practices fall under the mechanical code. Line set support spacing and protection, where lines pass through framing, are addressed in the mechanical code section 1107 refrigerant piping and the unit listing. Indiana enforces the mechanical code. Protect tubing that penetrates framing and support it at the intervals the code and manufacturer require so it can't sag, chafe, or vibrate against structure. Braze joints on a pressurized refrigerant system must be made to the equipment listing. Pressure test with dry nitrogen, never with oxygen or an oxygen/refrigerant mix. Wear eye protection. A liquid line under R410 pressure will frostbite skin and eyes in an instant if a fitting lets go.